patient's name is Samantha Sublett, last name S-U-B-L-E-T-T. Date of birth is 8/20/1996. Date of service is 1/10/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 25-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of COVID exposure, loss of taste, cough, headache, nausea, diarrhea, congestion that just began on Sunday. Patient states that she has been taking Robitussin and Tylenol with no relief. Her husband possibly exposed them to COVID. However, he did not test yet. A patient did take a home test last night, and it was positive. And she also tested her kids. They were positive as well. Current allergies, Mucinex. Current medication was discussed with patient and is placed in chart. Medical history, depression, and GERD. Surgical history, denies. Social history, denies drugs, ETOH, or smoke. ROS, CHPI, vital signs. Blood pressure 134 over 81, heart rate 66, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.6, O2 100, and she weighs 265 pounds. Physical exam general, she is alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, HEENT, mucous membranes, moist, pupils, pearl, mild erythema to posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes, intact, neck, negative, JVD, normal range of motion, no lymphadenopathy, chest F1, S2, respirations even in labored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft on tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, COVID exposure, number 2, COVID positive, number 3, viral syndrome, number 4, febrile illness. Patient did have a COVID test done here in the office as well to confirm, and it is positive. Patient will be getting a Rocephin Decadron shot in the office, as well as a Z-Pak Medrol dose pack and some Bromfet to go home with. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time. Patient will follow CDC guidelines regarding quarantine and isolation.